A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Coming to camera 5, on you 5. Now zoom into the soldier. Good, good, good. That's great. Coming to camera 7. Yes, camera 7. On you now. Camera 6, show me Pep Guardiola. Mixing to camera 6. That's great. Show me Eric Van Schmidt. Fantastic. Camera 5, show me Patrick Nolan. Coming to 5. On you 5. Don't pan to Jess Tate. She's drinking. That's disrespectful. Go to camera 7. Yes, 7. Camera 8, give me a close-up of the bugle. The bugle. The little trumpet is called a bugle. Give me a close-up of the bugle. Thank you, 8. Okay, keep the wide angle on 1, and we'll gradually pan out. On you, 1. On you, 1. Excellent. Crowd shots on camera 4. Show me an old man in the crowd, please, guys. Nice and old. That's great, 7. Coming to you, 7. And now camera 6, show the group of kids. Excellent. Oh, don't fucking wave. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Why do they always fucking wave? It cheapens the whole
poignant,
bloody thing.
Perfectly observed.
That many silences was brought to you by Ibex. Gamble smart.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season 2 of The Offensive.
It's match day 11, and Ashwood City are at home to the champions, Manchester City. With the recent absence of Patrick Nolan noticed in the executive box, sporting director Chris Woody Woodall has gone searching for the chief executive within the Dartley Park offices.
Woody.
Hello?
Woody, behind you.
Hello? Who is this? Is that you, Alexa?
No, the storage cupboard behind you. It's me. It's Patrick.
Patrick who?
Patrick Nolan. How many Patricks do you know?
What the fuck are you doing in the broom closet?
No, I thought you were Jess. I'm just keeping a low profile from her at the moment.
What, by hiding in the closet?
Well, it's a long story.
Are you going to come out?
Oh, it's a long story.
Are you going to come out or...
I'm bloody trying to.
Have you locked it?
Of course I fucking have. Now just open it.
Found you. Right, my turn to hide.
Thank you. Right, what's the score?
You not got signal in there or something?
No, I had to turn my phone off.
Christ, you really are in trouble. What the fuck is going on?
Well, she's going to want to speak to me after what I've just done.
What did you do?
Do you think she has a tracking device on my phone? Should I keep it off, do you think?
A tracking device?
Yeah.
On you?
Yeah.
How boring is that gonna be? Fuck me. Home, office, game, home, office. Restaurant, home, game, car wash, home, office, country club, home, game,
Hey, I have a social life.
With who?
Friends.
You don't have friends.
Excuse me?
You don't like have proper friends, Patrick.
Oh, and you do, Mr. Bloody Popular.
Hey, I don't have any pals, pal, all right? But I don't want any. Neither does Jess. The only one of us that has a life is Alex, and she's fucked that right up.
Why has she fucked that up?
For obvious reasons, baby.
What obvious reasons, honey?
No, obvious reasons. A baby.
What? Alex is pregnant?
Aye.
What? How?
Have you ever seen the movie Rosemary's Baby?
Hold on, why hasn't she told me? Who else knows?
I'm guessing everyone that signed that card.
Well, it wasn't handed to me.
I think people probably assumed you're too busy.
Woody, I've been hiding in the closet during one of our biggest games of the season. How busy do I look?
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to tell you herself, you know? Maternity leave is a stressful thing to negotiate.
Maternity leave? For fuck's sake, I hadn't even thought about that.
Is there a problem with that, Patrick?
No, not at all.
You're not suggesting that her having a baby will have a detrimental effect on her career, are you, Patrick?
No, don't be silly.
Because that'll have you in a tribunal.
No, absolutely not. Maternity leave is vital.
What are you doing?
Just working something out on my calculator.
You carry a calculator around with you?
No, it was in the storage cupboard.
I hope you're just going to write the word boobies and turn it upside down. Nothing to do with her salary, I hope.
No, not at all. It's boobs.
Hmm?
It's boobs, not boobies.
Nah, you can do boobies.
Can you?
Aye. Boobs is 80,085, right? But if you do, what was it? It's 5,318,008, right? Now, turn it upside down.
Ah. Oh.
See?
Yeah. Well, modern technology, eh?
Hmm. Seriously, though, you're not working out the hit you take with the wages, are you?
No, don't be silly. Maternity leave is important. It's vital, in fact. The most important factor of any company are the employees, and if they're not happy, Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing. Just, yeah, really, really pleased for Alex.
Well, maybe you could take her out to celebrate.
Done enough for her already. She's on 150 grand a year.
Sorry?
I said, yeah, that's great. She deserves it.
That can be one of your sociable things you do, you know?
What is the problem with me having a few friends?
You don't have any, was
Look,
my point.
I went out twice last week. Twice!
Aye? And that was over a week ago. In Azerbaijan. With me.
What, and is that not going out?
You're with me, Patrick. That's work.
You're fucking right about that.
Ah, shit.
What?
Listen, away fans. Goal.
We're losing.
Aye. That cheer would make it 3-0 City. Sounds like a Riyad Mahrez goal.
What do you mean it sounds like a Riyad Mahrez goal?
Just us. I'd put my house on it, honestly. You can tell by the build-up and the crowd reaction. You know?
Idiot. Fucking hell. What an afternoon this is turning out to be.
Pal, it's Man City.
Yeah, I know, but I thought we'd, you know...
What?
Surprise them. Do the unexpected.
Finding £5 in your coat pocket is unexpected. This would be completely inexplicable. This would be like growing an extra bollock or something, you know? Guinness World Record stuff.
Oh, yeah, the world-famous Guinness World Record for most bollocks grown.
I'm just saying, you're talking about the impossible.
Yeah, well, impossibilities happen, Christopher. Leicester. Brexit. Trump. Rodwell.
He didn't go to Roma, Patrick.
Yeah, but he got a trial.
It's still not the same level as us beating these lot.
Oh, fuck, she's calling.
Why did you put your phone on?
I can't help it. I need to be connected.
To who? Your pals?
Oh, shut up.
Just hit cancel.
Are you mental?
Here.
What did you just do?
Cancelled the call.
Great. I am dead.
Just blame it on me.
Splendid. Then we'll be executed together. Well, I'll drag the cross through the streets of Ashwood, shall I? Just to be crucified on the hill next to you and Kumail from IT.
Kumail from IT?
You'd know him. Really short. He's got hair like Ian Walker.
Oh, him. What did he need to piss her off?
He parked in her spot.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but I've done worse. Much, much worse.
What in the name of Marcus Alonso did you do?
No, it doesn't involve a car, and definitely not that bad.
Definitely?
Not sure.
So what did you do? Come on, you can tell me. I'm your pal.
I thought you didn't have any pals.
Hey, but I want to hear it now.
Right, fine. Okay, I did an interview on Sky Sports. Jeff Shreves grabbed me on my way in. I was flattered, okay, and I didn't think. I just did it.
Well, that was a fucking anticlimax, wasn't it? Like, deadline day all over again, all that build-up, and then Exeter gets someone on loan from fucking Yeovil.
Just look at the way I am dressed.
The way you're dressed, right. Let me see. Trousers a little tight, sure. You wore that shirt on Tuesday, so that's gonna get picked up. Open collar, Rolex a little scratched, and your belt's definitely from H&M.
I know.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
No.
Where is it?
Woody.
Patrick, where is your fucking poppy?
Woody, please.
Nazi! We have a Nazi in here!
Yeah, come on.
No, you're worse than a Nazi. You're one of those sensitive people that feel icky about glorifying war, aren't you? Aren't you? You fucking treacherous bastard!
Look, I just think, and... Well, people are going to have to hear the truth, and I'm going to come out and say it how it is.
Come on, I'm all ears, pal. Say it.
I just think it's a little early.
Well, I can't fucking believe this. I'm shocked, Patrick. Shocked to my very core.
Well, you're wearing two poppies. Just give me one.
No. I spilled espresso here, so this one covers it up.
Oh, yeah, lest we forget our glorious dead, yeah? Sacrifice their lives for our liberty, and in death they defend us against a macchiato.
It's an espresso.
It's not. Well, you just call it that because you think it sounds cool. It's a caramel macchiato. I can smell it from here.
Don't try and turn this around, pal. You wish Hitler had won. Go on,
say I'm just saying, Remembrance Sunday is next week. It's a little early, that's all I'm saying.
You can't say that like you're wondering about Tesco tutting at the tinsel. People go fucking mental over this kind of thing.
Yeah, you.
Aye, but I'm just copying how I see real people behave.
Woody, mate, I don't know if you've realised this, but the football community and its fan base are not real people.
Yes, they are, pal.
After that minute's silence, half the ground sang, Jihadi John, he's fucking dead, we dropped a bomb on his head.
Yep, correct.
No, it's not correct. God, Jihadi John has been dead for ages. It was al-Baghdadi that was killed.
Aye, but that doesn't fit with the tempo of the song. Too many syllables.
And who's we? We dropped a bomb on his head.
Yeah, and?
Who are they, Woody? The fucking CIA? And how do they know it landed on his head?
Where the bloody hell else did it land? On his foot?
They don't know.
On his knees?
And neither do we.
And they don't just make things up, Patrick.
No, that's exactly what they do. Like, they sit in the pub and make them up, and then fans from other clubs hear it, and it spreads. Yeah, it's like when you hear someone sing Baby Shark.
Don't.
No, I'm not going to, but you get my point. It goes everywhere. Oh, shit.
Nah, offside.
Woody.
See?
How are you doing that?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Alex speaking.
Alex, it's Hutch.
Hi, Hutch. How goes it?
Apologies, Alex. I find it very difficult to understand your accent.
Right, okay.
I didn't get that. Listen, I need to speak to Jess or even Patrick right now.
I'm not with them, Hutch.
Are you not at the game?
I try not to sit with him.
Oh, God damn it. Look, I'm getting messages about Patrick disrespecting the military or something.
Yeah, I think I might know what this is about.
I didn't catch that.
He didn't wear a poppy, Hutch.
What's that?
It's a red flower.
He's supposed to wear a flower? What is he, a fucking clown? What is it with you guys? Look, every time I come over there, you're wearing red noses or fucking flowers.
It's for Remembrance Sunday. You know, to remember the dead, but our dead, not like the baddies, not like the fucking evil dead.
So he basically is kind of kneeling during the anthem?
It can sometimes be seen that way, yeah?
Oh, God fucking damn it. I didn't take Patrick for one of those kind of guys. When is this Memorial Day? Tomorrow?
No, it's next week.
Say that again?
Next week.
Did you say next week?
Yes!
Well, what's the big deal?
People like to wear them as soon as possible over here.
Why?
Because it shows that you care more.
Did you say care more?
Yeah.
Care more than who?
I don't know. Your bloody political rivals, the general public. It's virtue signalling for people that hate virtue signalling.
Fucking goddammit. Look, I don't need this. This is gonna fucking bite me in the ass.
I don't think it's gonna affect ASG, Hutch. It's a Patrick Nolan problem.
Won't affect ASG? Have you seen who the frickin' president is?
I can speak to Patrick if you want.
Put a fucking flower on his shirt. Put a whole bouquet on him for all I care.
Right, okay.
I didn't quite catch that.
I said right, okay.
I like you, Alex. You are a smart cookie. What's Alex short for, anyhow, Allison?
It's short for Alexandria.
Nope, not a word.
Jesus!
Alex, I have to go, but make sure this gets fixed. You understand?
Yeah, I understand, you fat fuck.
Best of luck to you too, Alex. Bye now.
Hi, thanks for getting in touch. This is Patrick Nolan. Sorry I couldn't get to the phone right now, but shoot me a message and I'll shoot a call over to you. Or a text. No, God, that's rubbish.
Oh, fuck's sake, Patrick, put your fucking phone on. It's Alex. Just call me when you get this.
Woody, what have I said about that song?
There's another.
Oh, fuck.
That's six, and I've missed nearly all of them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, look, you know, chin up, mate. Maybe we'll sell a DVD of it in the club shop in a couple of months.
A DVD?
Oh, shut up. Oh, who's that? One of your pals calling, is it?
It's Alex.
That? Oh, okay. Don't answer. It's a trap.
Okay, pal.
No, wait. Answer. I need to know why she didn't tell me she was pregnant.
Okay, pal.
No, don't. It'll be Jess using Alex's phone.
Okay, pal.
No, actually, okay, no, see what she wants, but put her on speaker.
Okay, pal.
Are you going to answer it?
Have you decided what you want me to do?
Well, yes, answer it. Speakerphone.
Alex, what can I do for you? How are you feeling? You right? Are you glowing? I was meaning to get you a wee gift, actually.
Shut up! Where's Patrick?
Tell her you don't know.
I don't know who Patrick is.
What?
Woody, for fuck's sake.
Do you mean,
Focus. Focus.
Patrick Van Arnholt.
Woody, for fuck...
Are you all right?
Oh, I've never been better, Alex. Sitting back enjoying the game, you know.
Enjoying the game? We're losing 6-1? But anyway, I need to speak to Patrick.
Why is that? Why?
Jess left me some messages.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it seems that he's not wearing a fucking poppy, and Hutch wants to know why.
What?
See, I fucking knew you were there.
Oh, Patrick, what are you doing?
Alex, why does Hutch care? He doesn't even know what a poppy is.
Well, he fucking does now.
Look, it was a quick interview, right? This'll all blow over.
Oh, yeah, because the general public are so forgiving of Patrick Nolan.
Alex, listen.
No, you fucking listen. Get a fucking poppy and get it in the front of the camera and say something fucking interesting. More fucking interesting than the last fucking interview.
See, Kieran's going to sign a new contract next week.
Is he?
Hey, looks like it.
Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
Do that. Make sure that old interview is irrelevant. This new interview will be the one that gets repeated.
Right. Okay, Woody, give me that.
Wait, my coffee stain!
Woody, give me the fucking poppy.
Ah, what?
Give it.
Get off!
Give it!
Let me get it.
I can do...
Patrick!
Oh, fuck.
Well done.
That would be the poppy.
God almighty, well, go and fucking grab one now!
Woody, come on. Fuck.
Oh, God, it's busy.
You better not be seen by anyone.
Fuck, it's full time.
Okay, Woody, cover me. Don't let anyone see.
Go straight down the corridor and take the second door on the right.
Roger that. Moving the target.
Now, there's a cleaner coming out the door towards the end. Go through the door that he came in.
How are you doing this?
I'm in the security office. I can see you on CCTV. Now fucking go!
All right, let's move!
Do you stop pulling me along?
Do you want to be seen without a poppy, Patrick? Is that what you want?
Now just give me your remaining one.
Are you fucking kidding me, pal? I'm Scottish. They'll hang me. Plus, I'm not as hated as you, so I'd like to keep it that way, if you don't mind.
Okay, go through that door.
Right, come on,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, you're right, you're coming in the player's lounge. There's no
Keep moving.
I am.
Keep going, there's no CCTV in there, so I can't see. But there should be a bowl of poppies in there.
Are you out of breath?
No, I just... You know, it's the adrenaline, yeah?
Right, here, come in. Hey, KFC, fuck off and don't come back, all right? Happy birthday for last week, by the way.
Right, are there any there?
Oh, shit, it's empty.
Vultures.
What do we do now?
Get out of there, get out, go. Players are coming in. Unless you want to be inundated with, like, swinging dicks and hair products and fucking tattoos.
Just leave me.
What?
Did I not mention the swinging dicks?
I mean, just get the poppy and bring it back to me.
Are you really that fucking out of breath? Fucking come on.
Oh, God, I've got a stitch.
Door opposite. Go through there. That's the green room for media appearances. But don't go through the next door.
Of course, the green room.
The fuck is a green room?
It's basically where we hand out poppies to lazy, self-centred fuckers to make them look like nice, caring people on
just
camera.
Just go through the next door.
Ah, this is it. Come on.
Where are they? The whole fucking box room is empty.
Fucking hell.
All right, we'll turn around and go back out.
No, this is where they should be. Right, Woody, look through the cupboards.
Right, on it.
Patrick, just turn around. I can give you other options.
Alex, Sky Sports are going to pack up and leave any minute.
Right, I am telling you, get away from that door. Get out of the green room. I will sort it. Trust me.
Trust you? Well, that's convenient, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, trust you. Yeah, I can't be trusted with being told you're pregnant.
I was going to tell you. Yes.
And why didn't you, Alex? Because you thought I'd be angry?
No, I thought you'd fire me.
Well, don't be ridiculous. That's illegal, isn't it?
This is why I didn't tell you.
Yeah, well, what's done is done.
Nothing here, pal. Not a single fucking one.
Oh, fuck.
Here. You take mine.
Woody, don't lay your life down for me.
It's an honour. My friend.
You're a good man, Christopher Woodall.
Can you two keep your voices down for just a second?
Here you go, pal.
Right, let me just check quickly in here.
No, Patrick, no!
He did play 5 in the back, they played 5-3-2, they went to play 4 in the middle, just won a striker or 2. The last 10-15 minutes, they press high, make jam, you know, to try to regain the ball high. The rest of the game, they defend deep. The problems that we had to create chances in some periods of the game, the other ones only create chance.
Oh! Hi, everyone.
Yes, it's Poppy.
Hello. Hi, Pep. Good game. I just came in to,
He ain't wearing a poppy.
Shake your hand and say good game.
Oh, dear.
Okay, don't look so scared. I've washed them. No, I don't know why I said that. No, don't take pictures. Okay, that's not necessary. Please. Please stop. Stop. Please stop.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.